I believe some areas need to be decluttered, but you haven't figured it out yet. Or you have, but you're finding it difficult to start. Or maybe a little motivation. Or you do not see so much of a big deal to it. You see, it's a big deal, and you have to let go of those areas of you to grow and add more value to your life. No matter how good you are at decluttering, you keep getting things organized, how to live simple, slow living, you know. If you want to grow and add so much value to your life, you have to declutter these areas. They are important. No matter how good you are at decluttering, you keep forgetting them. You'd find out later. So, do you want to figure out those areas commonly neglected? Then relax to this week's episode of Grow With Less Podcast and get familiar with them. Hi, my name is Ayopadeayo Oluwadamilola, and I'm the host of Grow With Less Podcast, a show where we talk about everything relating to minimalism, decluttering, and productivity. So, if you want to live a simple, clear, and easy life, then this show is for you. So, get comfy and let's dig deep. Welcome to Grow With Less Podcast. Glad you're still here. We are not wasting much of our time. We just go straight into those areas we do neglect. But before I do that, I want you to know that decluttering is a whole lot for you to grow. So if you want to grow, if you want to develop, if you want to add more value to your life, figure out those things you can add to your life, those areas which you can bubble and reduce the hustle and bustle, you know, the ups, the downs, the lows, take it slow, take a deep breath, all of that, you need to declutter because it is helpful to you and me. Okay guys, so the areas you neglected when decluttering. Number one, friendship and relationships. You see, friendships and relationships are important because what you take in, you take out. I remember a friend of mine while in school. He's always in a bad mood with me. We are friends, great friends. We like each other. In fact, we love each other. But he will always pick up fights with me. And for months, we might not talk. Come back, you know, he'd apologize, we settle everything and all of that. But I figured out it's not working for me as such. So I needed something to be free. I want to be free. So when the opportunity came, I grabbed it and that was the end. So now, have you ever sat to think about how many friends you've had? How many friends stayed? How many? And now, only memories. Truly, friendships are great because when you think about it, you'd think about growth. Because as humans, our needs to shed constantly, as well as relationships. So, relationships are friendly and not excluded here. I want you to note this. Whenever you are thinking of those moments in your life, what they brought to you, how you got here, good or bad, those friends brought you to your present life. You'd agree with me, right? Click. So, if you have that friend that makes you happy, that makes you feel loved, energized, informed, or legit happy. You know what I say? Legit happy. Don't let them go. They're true. If otherwise, it's a red flag. So make sure you constantly check your life for relationships, friendships that are no longer healthy. Let them go by setting boundaries. If they could take it, they will stick by you. If they couldn't, then they go. It's okay to let go. Share them out. Sorry, they're bit. Let them go. Another area we do neglect is mental or mind. You say, true, right? Yes, right. This is one area we constantly neglect, or better put as forget, right? When you declutter your mind, you are eliminating those never-ending thoughts that will walk you towards achieving mental clarity. Yes. Do you always feel overwhelmed by your thoughts? Are you struggling with the ability to stay focused? Or do you feel like your mind might be affecting your attitude, behavior, or mental relationship? Then it's time to declutter your mind. You are neglecting this. It is important. The mindset is so important in any development or any growth you want to achieve. If you want to be successful, you have to first start with your mind. The mind is key importance in all of this. So since the mindset is key importance, when you want to achieve anything, you need a free mind to accompany you on such a journey. But you do neglect it. You forgot that some cluttered mind, some cluttered thoughts are not helping your situation here. It can't help. Girl, you need to let go of some thoughts that are hindering you, limiting you. You are way more than what you think you are. Get started with activities or habits that will help you achieve such. You can start by journaling. Journaling is so important. You free your thoughts by sharing with others, you know, your mentors, trusted friends, your closest relationship. You know, write your worries, put them down. Set priorities, take your breath, sleep. Slow down. It's not a weakness. They are strengths. They build you. Those activities grows you. They allows you to know those valuable things you need in your life. You are setting yourself so high. You need them. Come on. Are you gonna do that? I trust you. And the third area you are neglecting is social media. You smile. I did too. How's your social media life? How is the journey? How is it going? You know, from the comparison to focusing on negative things, negative posts, negative thoughts, you know, consuming too much of a wrong medium, you know, being around people who do not appreciate where you are, you know, come on. Those things you consume on social media needs to be decluttered. We always struggle with that. You got caught up with what you see and wish to be there. you live in, keeping up with those lives, keeping up with the celebrities, keeping up with a lot of things. If you do this, you are injuring yourself to appreciating who you are and where you are now. Because of course you are growing, and if you consume too much of these things, they will not help you. You have to be conscious of what you're taking on social media. As much social media has its effects, negative, positive part, it does have its negative parts. All you have to do is to declutter, to let go of so many things that you've welcomed into your life that are not welcoming to you. Let go. They're not helping you. So, what are you waiting for? Do you remember, right? Keeping up with the Joneses. Come on. Appreciate where you are. Unfollow. If possible. Unfollow. If possible, block. I don't care. Just know what you're taking. This area of life, being neglected. So, what are you waiting for? Let go. Unfollow those negative posts, those negative medium, those mediums you get to compare yourself a lot with, and they keep limiting you. They are just doing what they feel is best for them because they are there. So they don't want you to feel intimidated with their life, rather for you to appreciate your life. But if you see it as it's eating you deep, come on, think about it. Is it helping you? If it is not, it's time to let go. Unplug. Stop comparison. Ignore the fear of missing out, the trend, the fads, all of that. Ignore them. Give yourself a break. You need it. You know, right? I know you do. And another area you neglect is your digital life. Oh my God. Digital life is so important. Your emails, your web browsing, your downloads, your files, how you get to manage them. I made a podcast episode on decluttering digital life. I'll link it, you can check it. It gives a lot of explanation on those digital areas, how to declutter your digital areas because you need it. You might subscribe to a mail today, and tomorrow what they send to you might not work for you again. It's okay to unsubscribe. You might screenshot images, some codes, and they're not working for you. It's okay to delete, trash them. Get to that trash and delete them permanently. Yes, you're freeing yourself, and you'll be able to add more to your life. So it's okay to let go. And the last part you do neglect is the physical part. You'd be like, no, it's my physical part. I don't think I've ever neglected those parts. How about your books? Those books on your shelf, how do you arrange them? Your closet, is it well organized? Have you been able to let go of some clutter dresses? Have you been able to do so? Think about that. Your freezer, canned foods and drinks that you're not taking, those expired, some keeps, oh my God, expired stuff. Let go of them. You need them. So guys, if you want to get started with areas in which you can declutter, I have a book that would help you do this. Why Less is More. It's a simple guide on decluttering your life. There, you get to find out a lot of things where you need to declutter, stuff you need to declutter, and how to get started. You should get it. It's so important. Alright guys, always remember this. Decluttering opens doors for a lot of pretty good things to gain your space, time, focus, priorities, amongst others. If I were you, I'll focus on the price and let go of the limiting factor or beliefs. There are so many areas you neglect because you thought they are hard to let go. Put in the work and get started today. Which other mentioned areas will you be working on? Let me know by returning a message or chatting up. Don't forget to get my book and share with your loved ones. You don't know who you might be helping while you share to your growth. I love you. From this side of the camera to wherever you are listening to Grow With Less podcast, I say gracias.